Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, open it. Signed by
Steiny. I didn't know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You remember that?
I have no idea.
When you blew us all away with your card for Baron Davis for happy birthday, and I got to tell you, my phone went off. I won't tell you who it was. Few people, they were like, was that real? I said, yeah, he gave him a card.
He cannot be that guy.
We laughed at the cafeteria, you, Evan, and I. Yes. All we need is a camera there. We'd be famous and rich. I really believe so.
I don't want a camera in there.
You're a star in there, Steiny. If you could just bring that here. That's Steiny.
Really?
I'm playing.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of guys today. Ross Tucker coming up at 11:30, Odyssey NFL Insider. Phoenix takes on the Warriors tonight at Chase Center. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Did you see the line on that? Warriors minus 10.5. Boy, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But what we're talking about right now are the San Francisco 49ers. They have a trade deadline coming up at 1 o'clock. We know they're banged up, particularly on defense. Does John Lynch make a move, yes or no? And how big a move does he make, if he in fact makes one? We'll find all that out. We'll bat some names around. But yesterday, Kyle Shanahan was asked about the quarterback situation. And Mac Jones is quarterback the last five games. Brock Purdy still with turf toe. And now here come the Rams this weekend coming into Levi Stadium.
Mm.
Here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and Brock Purdy's progress.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock. The uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right, I want to take one more listen to that because I want to jot down a couple things that stuck out to me, Gu.
Okay.
One more time. This is question included.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock. The uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right, so according to Shanahan, no matter how well or poorly Mac Jones plays, when Brock Purdy's Brock Purdy, he's going right back into the starting lineup.
And I've always thought that.
That's what I heard.
Okay, and you said something before the break, Steiny. It's not that I disagree or you made this up, but, you know, a lot of people made something out of what Kyle said in regard to basically telling you who his number one is, But didn't he do that with that monster contract that Brock Purdy got? So at the end of the day, I believe that wasn't just lip service. And I go CNN with the politics of the money. Brock Purdy is this team's starting quarterback. Mac Jones is 5-2. He's been great, you know, not perfect. And I really, truly believe, Steiny, do they know already that Brock may not ever be this season fully 100%? And if that's the case, then you can finesse it and whisper sweet nothings about Brock Purdy. But Kyle was doing that to us, the stations, the TVs, the writers, the fans that are saying, huh, is there a conundrum here? No, he's not. But my thing is going, you know, Perry Mason, Dick Tracy's, Donnie, you could say all that, but if the toe does not cooperate, the turf toe for Brock, you can say what we already know. Brock's your guy, but he's not your guy until he's healthy. But what if that day doesn't come?
Which one do you think he's saying?
The one where they put the John Hancock on the contract. So Brock is their guy.
I think they think Brock is their guy. But what I heard Kyle Shanahan say right there, and the biggest phrase within that quote to me was, mm-hmm. when Brock is Brock. That leaves it up, in my mind, to Kyle Shanahan. And if Kyle Shanahan, for whatever reason, doesn't think Purdy's 100%, he's just going to say Purdy's not 100%, and he's going to continue to go to Mac Jones and say, yeah, when Brock's ready, he's ready. And then I'll put him in there. But I think it buys him another few weeks for sure.
Yeah.
If he doesn't believe Brock Purdy's ready this weekend.
But what if that's naturally the case, though, Stone?
What do you mean?
The toe is it fluctuates. They don't know when he's going to be ready.
Well, then,
and I'll add in if.
If it fluctuates, then they're going with Mac Jones, yeah. I think. And that's kind of my point is if, you know, Brock Purdy's been working out on the side. He's been limited. He hasn't really done anything. It kind of feels like he might need a week to get ready. In other words, as the number one to get reps with the starting unit. But I still think Mac Jones is quarterbacking Sunday.
Mm.
Do you?
I know you said you didn't make much of Brock traveling. And I just saw him on TV and the things that, you know, he was trying to get accomplished the week prior. So to answer your question, Stoney, what if I told you the competitor in me that I think the competitor is in Brock? If he is healthy, why not come back to slay the Rams and not leave, you know, because then, you know, I got to stand on business in regard to my take that there's nothing going on here in regard to a competition. It is truly about the healthier quarterback. But if, if I'm Brock Purdy, is it the fact that it's the Rams and we're at home and I've been out so damn long? If I'm 79%, I say I'm 92%. Because, again, when you say it's up to Kyle, you're right. But the bottom line is he can't look inside that toe and see what percentage the toe is. You almost, it's one of those things where you got to roll the dice like Jacksonville and go out there and pain management, pain tolerance. What if it's that and Brock looks at the Rams like this is when I want to return?
Well, it's up to the coach.
Yeah. And is there a leash? Is there a quarter or a half where Brock might look rusty or tell?
If it's Brock's team, he's got to be able to play through the rust if it is Brock's team. But I want you guys to listen to this one more time. And I just want to know what you're hearing Kyle Shanahan say.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock. The uncertainty of the toe, it is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right. As soon as Brock can play like Brock, I hear Shanahan there saying, when Brock can play like Brock. Well, guess who gets to make that determination through watching him at practice? Yeah. Is Shanahan.
Yeah.
So now I do think it's It's 100% in Shanahan's. Yeah, obviously it's Shanahan's decision, but now he can do anything he wants. If Mac Jones starts, we will conclude that Purdy's not ready.
Yeah, he's losing the battle to turf toe.
If Purdy plays, that means Kyle expects him to be the quarterback that day and for the rest of the season, and to essentially get the 49ers into the postseason.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, I kind of like what he's doing. If there is some, what word am I looking for? Snotty, I said finesse earlier. I'll use it again. If he's, hey, there's nothing to see here, people. Brock Purdy is dealing with a significant injury. It's called turf toe, and we are in good hands. But I do like the fact that he's just saying or calling the shot, telling everybody or reminding them, Brock's our guy. But Stoney, maybe he's 3 weeks away from getting back to the field.
Exactly.
So Brock has another battle bigger than the Rams or any other team on the schedule is defeating this turf toe. But I think the timing was calculated. That's what I'm looking for. And Kyle just letting everybody know, hey, we put a ring on the finger of Brock. We may know for a fact he's not coming back for 3 more weeks, but he's our guy. But you still ride Mac into this showdown with the Rams at 6-3.
Well, also, as it relates to Brock Purdy, just batting it around before the show with Evan, and, he's like, if Mac Jones and the 49ers beat the Rams on Sunday in what we all know is going to be a really tough game, I mean, Evan threw out there, doesn't he have to start? Then you have to keep starting maybe for the rest of the year. And what I'm hearing Shanahan say is no.
No, exactly. And I get both sides, but
if he beats the Rams again.
Well, he's already beat the Rams.
Again.
Okay. I got you.
Then I do think.
Then he's just lip service then.
No. I don't know. I don't know if it's lip service or not.
I believe even if he beat the Rams 5 times, I'm having some fun, Stoney. I believe the coach, I take him for his word, at his word. It don't matter. You know what I mean? When my guy's ready to go.
It's going to get harder and harder.
I understand that.
What's
harder? What's difficult? Hey, my starting quarterback's healthy. Forget the fans and the riders. He's going back out there.
Well, it's
going
to be harder and harder and harder to bring Purdy back the longer and longer this goes, I think. Mm. And I do think the Rams game, if they were to beat the Rams, go 7-3. Now we're 10 games into the year.
You got action at the division. You got that now, but yeah.
I'm just saying, at that point, maybe Kyle Shanahan says, you know what? Mac Jones is better than Brock right now, and this toe is a problem, and so Mac's going to keep quarterbacking. Mm. It's not a matter of trust, Kyle.
Yeah.
I look at Kyle, and I believe he's answering questions, which gives him the most wiggle room to do whatever he wants, and he'll have an explanation for it. And I think he's in a spot now where he clarified that yesterday, and the assumption's going to be if Purdy's not playing, he's still hurt. That's going to be the assumption. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, and I don't know.
But
go ahead.
That part doesn't really matter if it's a fan's point of view.
Yeah, and actions speak louder than words, and I got PTSD from Mike D saying Jordan Poole was going nowhere, and then 24 hours later he was gone. So I get that, Stoney, and it's lip service. But the bottom line is, do you feel like, and I asked you kind of yesterday, Brock's closer to playing, or tomorrow is a big day for you or anybody out there, or are we going to get the whole what we saw last night, Jacoby Brissett and Kyler Murray up until kickoff if he's going to go the whole Lamar Jackson thing, do you throw the Rams off, or do you hey, if it's Brock or Mac, they're the same dude to us to defend? McCaffrey.
I think if Brock Purdy's healthy and Kyle Shanahan's being truthful, then he's going to play on Sunday against the Rams. But I don't know. I think Kyle has carved himself a little time here, carved out himself a little time here to kind of keep rolling with Mac and just let Purdy get healthier.
And maybe
healthier.
That's the natural, the organic way to do this. Maybe Brock can't play.
Maybe he can't. Maybe he can't play. I do think the one thing that, what happened during the Jacksonville game?
That was a bad performance from Brock Purdy.
And he got more hurt in that game. Mm. So, you know, you start hearing about Burrow and those guys. Maybe the injury suffered against Jacksonville, we should have been talking about 6 or 8 weeks after that. I don't know. The question I have for 49er fans, though, is do you believe Kyle Shanahan that it is Brock's team? And when Brock is healthy, when Brock is Brock, he will become the 49ers' number one quarterback like he's always been. Do you think it's that simple? 888-957-9570 is the number. I think he's looking for reasons to stay with Mac Jones right now. I do.
Now, that's interesting. And I can't say that you're wrong, but I'll say if I wanted to say, Stoney, I believe you're wrong, we could just keep playing that cutover from Kyle because he's kind of telling you, you know, I got my guy. But how much of this is the fact that nobody wants to talk? It's the dirty little secret. You're paying, you know, $3.54 million to a guy in Mac Jones who has a stronger arm, who's 5-2, and then you paid Brock Purdy all this money, and then a lot of fans, I believe, Stoney, help me if I'm wrong, don't see, you know, too much difference between the two. Then it boils down to, why would you pay quarterback A all this money when you're getting the same production or you could get the same production from Mac Jones? So if I'm Kyle and John and I invested in Brock Purdy and the contract hadn't even started year one, Stoney, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm opening myself up to, oh my gosh, they got second thoughts. I'm going with the dude. Well,
they've had a lot of second thoughts at quarterback since Shanahan's been here.
But Trey Lance never had the success that Brock Purdy's had, a Super Bowl and two NFC championship visits. My point, Stoney, is just from afar, I wouldn't want people to think we made a mistake and we invested in Brock Purdy and now we're going with the, you know, what's next in regard to Mac Jones. There's just something that I believe any entity, any boss, any group would try to avoid. I don't want to call it a disaster, but open themselves up to interesting.
I actually do not think this is a disaster. I actually think it may end up working out extremely well. Like the other thing is, you know, you said they don't want to have to admit they made a mistake. I think we're way early for that. I'm sure you think so too. The 49ers, it's too early to say they made a mistake.
Because Brock's their guy.
Then again, I'm always a big believer in that. If you think you made a mistake, go fix it. Go fix it. Now, I don't know what that looks like with the 49ers.
Because he's not healthy, allegedly, right now. So there's nothing to see here.
I think there is something to see here.
Is that why you think he came out? Or, he was asked
specifically about it, and he had to get the answer.
Now, if Brock says, I'm ready to go, and he's not playing, then we got action.
Well, what if...
Evan's point... You think there's a point to where Mac and this offense or the guys deserve to just, if this thing goes 2 more weeks and he's not able to play, and let's just say they're 7 or 8-3, at that point, to Evan's point, do you think it's just fair, not that you're our future franchise quarterback, but for the betterment of the team and offense, we need to just ride this out with Mac and you heal?
I mean,
like, I feel like that's an exit that might be on the freeway.
Brock Purdy's under contract, and he's not healthy. So why wouldn't you come at it from the other way? You know what? He is our franchise quarterback. So you know what? He's not touching the field for another month. Maybe you go ahead and do it that way.
Can't be mad at you on that one.
The other thing is, you know, what do you do with Mac Jones next year? You bring them both back?
Or who's going to be? Maybe you get something. I mean, Stoney, people are going to be calling. And who's to say he's not in the embryo stages of his Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold reclamation project? I mean, come on now, Mac Jones, he's looking good.
Let's go to Douglas in Contra Costa. Hey, Douglas, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, yeah, I'm out of Discovery Bay. I'm on 4, though. I'm headed towards the Bay.
All right.
I just want to remind folks that, you know, this is the same injury that Patrick Willis had, and Patrick kept saying he was good, and he tried to play through it, and the injury got worse. He ended up needing a surgery, and it ended up ending his career. So I think the coaching staff, they want to protect Brock from himself because he's going to keep saying he's good even when he's not.
I don't disagree with that.
How about this to both of you? He did it once, maybe learned a lesson, they learned a lesson, but Stani, they haven't done it again. So maybe they know, hey, this is serious.
I think it's definitely serious. He doesn't practice. Yeah. I mean, he really hasn't practiced. And I'm talking about Brock Purdy. And now the question becomes, you know, if he practices Wednesday or Thursday, does he jump right back in there? Mm-hmm. And Kyle Shanahan is seeming to say Purdy's going to jump right back there. He's going to jump right back in there when he's healthy. I just think that that's another vague statement, which is, listen, I would do the same thing if I were Kyle Shanahan. Give yourself every option under the sun without making it seem like something big is happening or one of the quarterbacks is an issue. That's why he was like, oh, I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And it is. And that's why it's a big reason Mac Jones started there 6-3 and him being the Geico to what could have been a devastating injury for the whole team and unit. And I mean, the fact that they're 6-3 still, you know, I know it's early, but it's not early. Stani's just it's remarkable.
This from JFA on the YouTube chat. There's no avoiding reality. Mac is playing well and Brock is still not 100%, and playing him is not smart for the team or Brock Purdy. All signs point to Mac Jones being quarterback one the rest of the season.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what week it is, but I do think there is a time this season where if Mac Jones has quarterbacked 8, 9, 10 in a row, then we do get to a point where it's getting later into the season, we're making the playoffs, and do we want to bring Brock Purdy back, you know, week 15? I don't know what you do there, Gil.
And again, you know, if we look at the resume, and it's not fair to Mac Jones because he hadn't been here long enough, but, you know, I haven't forgotten, and obviously the Niners brass hasn't because they rewarded Brock with that contract. But the bottom line is, this is a guy that's taken you to a Super Bowl, multiple NFC championship games. If I asked you this lovely Tuesday morning, Stani, honestly, when both are healthy under Kyle Shanahan, what's the discrepancy or how big of a difference is there between the two quarterbacks in your opinion?
There's not a ton. There's just not a ton. To me, the difference is, you know, mobility is a big one that I give Purdy, you know, give him the leg up there. No pun intended. The stronger arm I give to Mac Jones. But the reality of the contract does make Brock Purdy the number one quarterback. The problem is that if he's not healthy enough to be your number one quarterback, he's just not going to be your number one quarterback right now. He's not going to be your number one quarterback until he's, you know, running as fast as he used to run. He's as elusive as he used to be. And that, you know, it's a fair question. Well, how are you going to know that before you put him in a game? I don't know the answer to that.
And maybe he'll help you saying, you know, I felt something or I feel something. Then at that point, like he did after Jacksonville, said he called Kyle or texted him the next morning. Then, you know, okay, we might need to sit him for the duration of the season.
I mean, and the other thing, too, is the 49ers, they may be worried about this turf toe.
I think they should.
They probably are. Well, then there's if they're worried about the turf toe, there's nothing to do. Then you can't do anything. You can't do anything. He's got to heal, and you got to go with Mac Jones. And under that scenario, if this toe is something they're concerned about, then we're going to need two quarterbacks probably for the rest of the year and God forbid, maybe next year if this thing were to linger. But I don't know how long it's going to last. I just don't think that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would be surprised if Kyle Shanahan puts Purdy back in there on Sunday against the Rams.
Because of the, it's the Rams or just?
Because I don't think Shanahan, I think Shanahan just doesn't think he's as locked in or as healthy as Mac Jones. And this might be the one to go with the quarterback who's been quarterbacking. What do you guys think, 49er fans? 888-957-9570. Who are you going with Sunday? If Brock Purdy says, I'm ready, coach. According to Shanahan, then it's easy. Purdy's going to quarterback. What you say? The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Hall of Famer-to-be Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game, it filled up very quickly, the shuttle did. So go to 957thegame.com right now to register. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Shut up, Evan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.